Taisus asks, if that's the case, in Cain, a few kashas. First of all, in Cain, Amay Yesh Laknas, Atan Behediv Mastisim, the Shivcha Ein Laknas. Why does the Nesina have Knas? The Mishnah says that the Shivcha doesn't have Knas. I'm a little bit shredded lush on the kasha. Taisus continues, he says, Ve'imi Shum the Nesina Minter and Afsha, and if you'll say, the reason why in the Mishnah Shivcha doesn't have Knas is because she's not Becheskes Psula. She's not Minter and Afsha. Maybe that's why a Shivcha doesn't have Knas. That's not merely a Halamina. That's the Emes. The Mishnah that says that a Shivcha doesn't have Knas is Taka because it's not because from Gzeres HaKosov about a Shivcha. The reason why the Mishnah says that a Shivcha doesn't have Knas is because she's Loi Minter and Afsha. Because the Mishnah is talking about, when the Mishnah says that a Shivcha doesn't have Knas, what kind of Shivcha is the Mishnah talking about? A Shivcha Meshucheres. A Shivcha who's no longer a Shivcha. When the Mishnah doesn't say a Shivcha doesn't have Knas, the Mishnah says a Shivcha, Shenifter, Yoisim, Yiseyim, Yibas Gimel Shonim, Yoimechor, Ein Lo Knas. So she's not a Shivcha now. So why does the Mishnah say she doesn't have Knas? Because she's not Becheskes Psula. Because when she was a Shivcha, she wasn't a Mintra. So this is not some kind of a board of Haramim in Taisus. That's the Emes. When the Mishnah says that a Shivcha Ein Lo Knas, it's because it's Lo Mintra and Afsha. In which case, that's not really a Kusis. Maybe a Kusis is technically a Shivcha, but she's a Shivcha she's a very religious kind of Shivcha who's Minter and Afsha, because the Kusim, those certain mitzvahs were medactic, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin. So this is really a very good terrorist that Taisus is saying, that the Mishnah that says that a Shivcha ain't no Knas is talking about an ordinary Shivcha who's not Becheskes Psula. That's why she doesn't have Knas even after she's Meshucheres. But in Asina, yes, she's technically a Shivcha because David was Gozer Lehem. I'm sorry, the Gemara about Kusim, about Medaktik, and was talking about Kusim, we're talking about Nesina. I just made an egregious mistake. We're not talking about Kusim, we're talking about Nesina. But Akaponim, but the point is still true. Maybe a Nesina has Knas, because yes, she's technically a Shivcha, but she's a Shivcha who's Minter and Asher, she's a Shivcha who, she's not a normal kind of Shivcha, and she's Becheskes Pesula. But Taisus says that can't be true, that's not sufficient. Because Aminu B'Yushalmi, the Shivcha filu mishumeres ain't lo knas. Because the Yushalmi says that a Shivcha has no knas, if she's a Shivcha now, not if she's mishucheres. But a Shivcha has no knas, even if she's mishumeres, even if she happens to be some special case where she is becheskes psula. Because it's exeres akoso that a Shivcha has no knas. And Mr. Lushan, Taisus is a little bit strange. Taisus, if you read the lesson of Taisus without thinking about it, it sounds like Taisus is saying the kash is really from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says Shivcha Ein Lo Knas, and don't think that's because she's not a psula. No, in the Yerushalmi it says that it's Exeris Hakosav Afilu Minter Anasha, but the kash is still from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shivcha Ein Lo Knas, and the pshat in the Mishnah is not because she's not a psula, because I see in the Yerushalmi that there's Exeris Hakosav that a Shivcha Be'etzem has no knas. That's how, if you just read the Taisus quickly, that's how it sounds, but that's not the emes of pshat. The Mishnah is not talking about a Shivcha, who's a Shivcha now. It's talking about a Shivcha who used to be a Shivcha, and who's not a Shivcha now. She doesn't go into the Gzeres HaKosav of the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah that says that a Shivcha in the Knas, it really is because she's not Meshumeres, because she's not Becheskes Psula. And that really has nothing to do with the Nesina, who, for all we know, might be Becheskes Psula. So the Kasha is really not from the Mishnah at all, but only from the Yerushalmi. It's a little bit strange. When Taisus, he asks from the Mishnah, that Kasha from the Mishnah really, that's... That kasha of the Mishnah is really not a kasha at all. The real kasha is only from the Yerushalmi. But Akaponim, I don't know. So lashon a little bit not so glad. But Akaponim, that's Taisus's first kasha. If in fact, as Rashi would have it, the Yisur Chitin derives from the Yisur from the Gzeres Abdus, which means that Abdus Mamish Gozer Alayu, that creates a Lohiyah Kodesh. So Shivcha Mayin Laknas. The Yerushalmi says that the Shivcha has is a Gzeres Akosu that the Shivcha has no knas. That's question number one. Question number two. The Mishnah says that an Eved Meshucher is allowed to marry a Nesina. Eved Meshucher is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Knainis. And you're telling me now that a Shivcha, that a Nesina, David was Gaisha, that she has a din of a Shivcha Knainis? Kiddistan, this is Shivcha Neyochel. Brings Raya from the Gemara. So that's Taisus's two questions. According to Rashi, that David Melech was going to them Avdus Mamish Gozer Alayim with an Isra of Laya Kaddish. So why does she have Knas? What about the Yishami? And two, why is she Mutav Eved Meshucher? says Taisus, who miu hoye shleimar. These two questions really not so terrible. We could say the lab mamish gozer alayu abdus lesser b'liyah kodesh. That even the other melech was gozer abdus, but it wasn't quote unquote abdus mamish to generate an isser b'liyah kodesh. That's the shtickle Taisus. So yesterday we had a few kashas in this segment of Taisus. Question number one is a steering Taisus meshuas. Taisus at the beginning of the dibur assumed for Dovah Poshut that even if Dovah Melech was Geisir Lim Avdus, they weren't really, it's only a Dindra Abonin, they weren't really Avodim Mamish Li Osir B'lo Yeh Kaddish. It wasn't Isidere Reis of Lo Yeh Kaddish. Taisus didn't even explain why, but Taisus just assumed for Dovah Poshut that according to Rashi, that Dovah Melech was Geisir Lim Avdus and the Isir Chitin comes from the Isir Avdus, then the Isir Chitin is only Dere Abonin. It's not Avdus Dere Reis with Lo Yeh Kaddish Dere Reis. It's only an Isidere Abonin. And Taisus asks from the Gemara, Mamzeres and Nesini Kibbeinayo. Taisus has raised that the Issa Nesini is the Raisa. But Taisus took it for granted that according to Rashi, that the Issa Chitim comes from the Issa Avdus, from the Xeris Avdus, then it could only be a Rabbanon, because the Avdus is only a Rabbanon. And we explained at the time, how does Taisus know? Maybe the Avdus is the Raisa and it's Leah Kodesh the Raisa. She said it can't be because David and Melech, they were already Jews. Moshe and Yeshua were not Kodesh and they were Avdus Loilam. So they already had Kedushas Yisrael. How could Dovah and Melech make them Avodim Deraisa? Moreover, the Mishnah says beferish that they have Tfisas Kedushin. Kedushin is Taifas and Nesina. How could you say she's Eved, that she has a din of a Shifcha Deraisa? It must be only a Derabbanan. So Taifas took for granted in Rashi that it's only Abdus Derabbanan. And therefore, the Issa Chitin is only an Issa Derabbanan. Taifas, that's how you read Rashi. He has a cut. Taifas, yes, and Rashi. Because Taisus thinks from the Gemara that Nesina is Nikah Deraisa. Taisus has Diyukim in the Gemara that Nesina is also Deraisa. But in Rashi he understood that it can't be a Deraisa because it comes from Abdus and the Abdus was certainly only Derabbanan. And now, in just a few, the same Dibur in Taisus, a few lines later, all of a sudden Taisus is imputing to Rashi that David HaMelech was going to them Abdus Mamish, the Osir B'li HaKadosh. Sounds like Abdus Deraisa. That was question number one. Question number two, anybody remember? What are the other questions? The Mishnah Kiddushin. Why, if in fact Taisus is now learning in Rashi that David was going to Avdus Mamish the Osir B'li HaKadosh, that they had Mamish Adin of an Eved to have the life of B'li HaKadosh, so then how should they have that they shouldn't have Tfisus Kiddushin? The Mishnah says there is Tfisus Kiddushin, so Taisus should ask in the Mishnah Kiddushin. Interestingly, I think I mentioned this yesterday, the Taisus Shans. Taka wants to say in Rashi that Dovah HaMelech was Geiser Avdus Deraisa with Lo Yeh Kaddish Deraisa. I don't know how that could be. How could Dovah HaMelech make, Taka don't understand how that could work. How could Dovah HaMelech make them Avodim Deraisa? They were already Jews for hundreds of years. I don't know. But the Taisus Shans learns up in Rashi, Beferish, that Dovah HaMelech made them Avodim Deraisa, that they should have an Isra of Lo Yeh Kaddish Deraisa. And he asks from the Mishnah Kiddushin that there's no Tfisus Kiddushin. Obvious question, but at Taisus doesn't. Why doesn't Taisus ask that kasha? That was the second question. Then we had a third question. So, Craig really more or less asked us the last question. Anybody remember what it is? Why does a shifchad have no tefisus kiddushin? Yerushalmi Taisus says. Yerushalmi says a shifchad has no tefisus kiddushin. What's the reason? How does Yerushalmi know? She's not a bas havaya. Yerushalmi learns that from Zeres Hakosov. It says that loisi elisha, she has to be a bas havaya. Even though we're going in the Tana of our Mishnah, Yerushalmi speaks after Fesh. We're going in the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that a choisi has knas. Not like if Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon Atin. A choisi has knas. He can't marry her. It's not even tefisus kedushin. It's not tefis. It's chayvei karis. So Yerushalmi explains. Yes, but so Yerushalmi explains. But a choisi at least is a bas havaya for other people. She could get married, not to him, but she could get married. But a shivcha is mufka, she's not a bas havaya at all. And Yerushalmi says there's exeris hakosuv that a woman who's not a bas havaya doesn't have knas. Well, is a nesina bas havaya? About a year, that's the Mishnah Kiddushin. That Kiddushin is taifas in the nesina. So she is a bas havaya. And she's a bas havaya. So what is the Yerushalmi? So the Yerushalmi is not relevant. Elamai, ogu fakasha, if she's a shivcha, why is she a bas havaya? That was question number two. Taisha should have asked that. But I can put him, that question for some reason Taisha doesn't ask. Instead, he asks from the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi is altogether not sure. You know, once we grant that she's a bas havaya, so she has knas. Those were the three questions that we left off with yesterday. I think the answer to all of these questions is going to have to be and is that Tosis is not suggesting now that according to Rashi, David was going to them avdus deraisa with loya kodesh deraisa. Loyal aladas. How could they be avodim deraisa? Like we said, they were Jews already for hundreds of years. David Melech can't make them into avodim kanim deraisa. Tosis is. And we saw before, as Tosis at the beginning, assumed for David Poshut that according to Rashi, if that the chitin comes from Avdus, it's only the Rabbanim, because the Avdus that David HaMelech was Geish was maximum Avdus the Rabbanim. But I don't know, that's true. Tosis is not changing his mind about that. What Tosis understood in Rashi, at least initially right now, Tosis understood in Rashi that when David HaMelech was Geish and them Avdus, yes, Avdus the Rabbanim, but Avdus Mamish. What's Avdus Mamish? Avdus Mamish doesn't mean Avdus Deraisa. Tosis meant Avdus Deraisa. You could say Avdus Deraisa. He's a Shiva guy, only could say Mamish. He's Avdus Deraisa, Avdus Deraisa. Avdus Mamish doesn't mean Avdus Deraisa. We're talking about Avdus Derabonim. but Avdus Derabonim Mamish. What does that mean, Avdus Mamish? As opposed to what? As opposed to Nirim Kavonim, like we saw in Tosis and Yevamos. That there's two, even on the level of the Rabbanon, there's two different kinds of Avodim. There's Avodim Midrabbanon, who are Avodim Mamish, meaning Midrabbanon, they have a din of an Eved Knaini. They have a din Eved. And Mimela, they'll have Loya Kodesh. And what? They'll have Loya Kodesh. Of course, Loya Kodesh, the Rabbanon. But Loya Kodesh, the Rabbanon, at least. As opposed to what Tosis and Yavos calls Nirim Kavodim. We saw in Tosis HaRosh, what is Nirim Kavodim? What did Tosis HaRosh say? It's not an Eved Ish Mesuyim. Not really an Eved Knaini. To have a din of a Knaini has to be Eved of a person. Has to have a Kinyan Aguf of a person. This has to be some person who has in him a Kinyan Aguf. These were Chaytvei Mayim Le'ev, V'shoyevei Mayim, Chaytvei Eitzim, V'shoyevei Mayim Le'eva. Not an Eved Ish Mesuyim. That's not Avdus Mamish. It's Nirim Kavodim. Because they work all the time. They're not free. But there's no Kinyan Aguf. There's certainly not an Ish Mesuyim. And therefore, that's not Avdus, even on a Derabbanan. They don't have a din of Onim, even a Derabbanan. And if they don't have a din avonim, even midir abonim, then it's no liya kodesh, even midir abonim. Why they also bechitun? So what does Yavama say? That's because it doesn't look nice. It's a special gzera. That since they're nirim kavodim, it's not proper that they should have chitun. So I think that's what's going on. I think it's poshut that that's what's going on in this place as well. Tosis now is still going that David HaMelech was gezer abdus abonon in this Tosfos, and likewise in Tosis and Yavamas. And all of the various Tosis, and except for the Tosis Shans, it never dawned on any of these Tosis that David HaMelech was Geiser Avdus Deraisa. Can't be Avdus Deraisa. How could David HaMelech be Geiser Avdus Deraisa? It's an oxymoron. You can't be Geiser Avdus Deraisa. These are Jews already. For hundreds of years, they were Jews. How can Melech be Geiser them? Moshe Yeshua only made them Avodim for temporary Avodim. That's not a din Eved. Now David HaMelech comes along and he's Geiser. What's he Geiser? He's Geiser Avdus. Avadus Avdus Derabbanan. But Tosis is assuming right now that Avdus Derabbanan, but Avdus Mamish Derabbanan. And if it's Avdus Mamish Derabbanan, then there's Loyia Kodesh Mi Derabbanan. So what are Tosis' kashas if that's the case? So Tosis now asks in Rashi, if in fact David HaMelech was Geiser them Avdus Mamish, that was the idea being, point to Rashi, the chitun comes from the avdus. So Tosis at this stage assumes, how does the chitun come from the avdus? How does the iser chitun derabanan come from the avdus derabanan? Because David HaMelech was glazer avdus mamish, which creates a loyir avdus mamish derabanan, which creates a loyir kodesh midrabanan, and that's the iser chitun. That's how Tosis right now is assuming that the iser chitun comes from loyir kodesh derabanan. That's the iser chitun. In fact, Tosis number one, if that's the case, then loyir lem kras. Because if they're avodim, if they have a din of avodim, avodim have no knas. That's the Yerushalmi. Avodim have no knas. You know, this going to mean more explaining. Let's address the second question of Tosis first. Tosis says, first of all, if they're avodim, they're abonon, so they should be also in an Eved Ivri. Because an Eved Ivri is also in Lo Yekodesh. The Isser Lo Yekodesh applies to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is also in a Shivcha Knainis. So what's the difference if she's only Shivcha Knainis Midrabbanan? But Midrabbanan, she's a Shivcha Knainis, she has an Isser Lo Yekodesh, and Eved Ivri should be also to marry her. That's Tosis' second question. But furthermore, he asks Tosis, Lo Yer Lo Knas. Yeah, here we have to understand, what do you mean Lo Yer? Why Lo Yer Lo Knas? So Tosis says, lo yulo knas, because there's a Yerushalmi that a shivcha has no knas. So how you can ask me, at the end of the day, why does a shivcha not have knas? Because there's no tefisas kiddushin. But a nesina has tefisas kiddushin. The Mishnah says that a nesina has tefisas kiddushin. That was the problem that we had, the Bekfega's problem. The Yishami says the Mishnah that a shivcha kainis has no knas because not a basavaya. A nesina is a basavaya, like it says in the Mishnah kiddushin. The answer is this: why Taka did Tosfos not ask for the Mishnah kiddushin? In the light of what we're saying, why did Tosfos not ask straight for the Mishnah kiddushin? It says that a nesina has tefisas kiddushin. If she's a shivcha, she shouldn't have tefisas kiddushin. So what's the answer?
There is
tefisas kiddushin. Why is it tefisas kiddushin? Because she's only shivcha midrabbana. So why does she have to have a get? Midrabbana, she's a shivcha, but midraisa, she's a bas yisrael. So if she's midraisa, she's a bas yisrael. How can you let her go without a get? Why does she need a get? So let's say midraisa. Oh, I talked yesterday. It's not exactly an erva derabbana, not an erva. Let's say it's an erva derabbana. But she needs a get. Sometimes Mekadosh is Shneel, she needs a get. Sometimes Mekadosh is grandmother, she needs a get. Why does she need a get? She's Dacha Shneel. Midrabbanan, she's an Erva. So fine. So Midrabbanan, she doesn't need a get, but she needs a get Midrais. So bottom line, she needs a get. So this Tfisis Kiddushin. So an Asina maybe is a Shivcha. But she's a Shivcha. But she's a Shivcha only Midrabbanan. So about her, somebody's Mekadosh her. Kiddushin HaTayfus in the sense that she needs a get. Because Midaraisa, she's not a Midaraisa, she's not a Shivcha. She's only Shivcha Midarabonu. Midaraisa, she is a Shivcha. So about it, she has to have a get. So therefore, from the Mishnah Kiddushin, Tosfos doesn't ask. But Tosfos says, but Knas she shouldn't have. Because the Yerushalmi says the Shivcha has no Knas. So the question is, what do you mean the Shivcha has no Knas? The Shivcha has no Knas because she's not a Basavaya, she doesn't have Tosfos Kiddushin. But here, an Asina has Tosfos Kiddushin, like it says in the Mishnah Kiddushin. I'm just restating a Bekvegas Kashra. So what's the answer? What's the answer in the light of what we're saying? Can we deal with this kasha?
We can't take away havaya, but at the very least we take away knas, so she's time enough to be like a shiv.
I would say the nusuch there. Let's talk about shnius for a minute. That's because shnius maybe is a good. I mentioned yesterday a case. In other words, Makadish's grandma. So a lot of the kedushin is typhus because midrash is not erba. It's only an erba midrabban. It's only a shneil. So she'll need a get. Okay, meanwhile, he hasn't given her a get. She goes and she's makabel kedushin from somebody else. Does she need a get from somebody else? It's machlekes apaisgul. Tur in the dark emotion. But what's the svara? What's the svara that she should need a get? Chara, the kiddushin of the grandson, the first kiddushin, with typhus. She needs a get from the grandson because midaraisa she's not an erva. So if she needs a get from the grandson, so she's married. If she's already married, then the second kiddushin is nothing. But the tour, I forgot the tour, I remember which one, I have to double check. But there's a sheet in Paiskin that says, no, she needs to get from the second one too. Why? The pshat is poshut. Because even though she needs to get from the grandson, because midir raisa, it's not an erba. But since midir abonon, it is an erba. So midir abonon, this kiddushin of the grandson, were not typhus. They're typhus midir raisa, so of course she has to have a get. But midir abonon, they're not typhus. So in my nafkamina that midrabbanon is not typhus. She needs a get anyway. Nafkamina is that midrabbanon she's not really married to the grandson because midrabbanon is an erva, and therefore midrabbanon the kiddushin of the sheni are typhus. So what I want to bring out from this example is that you see you could have a woman who has tefisas kiddushin. She needs a get because midraisa she's not an erva, but midrabbanon she is an erva, and therefore midrabbanon there's no tefisas kiddushin. There could be such an animal that midaraisa there's tefisas kiddushin, but midrabbanon there's no tefisas kiddushin. A woman who's an erva midrabbanon will have tefisas kiddushin midaraisa, but will not have tefisas kiddushin midrabbanon. Nafkamina, she needs a get anyway because you can't get away from the deraisa. But the nafkamina is that there'll be tefisas kiddushin from somebody else. But right now, the nafkamina is not so important to me as the concept itself that there could be such a thing. A woman who's an erva midrabbanon has tefisas kiddushin midaraisa, but she does not have tefisas kiddushin midrabbanon. And even the other opinion was chaylik by shnius and says that it's not true that she does not need a get. He doesn't know. I don't think he argues with the idea. He just holds that a shnius is not an erev even midrabbanan. A shnius is like a lav. It's not like chayvei koras midrabbanan. So this tvisis kiddushin like this tvisis kiddushin in a lav. But if a shnius is an erev midrabbanan, then about it, that's the halacha that midaraisa there is tvisis kiddushin because she's not an erev, but midrabbanan there's no tvisis kiddushin because she is an erev. So then, nechse anon levi yeshivka. The particular nafgamina that you have over there, you're not going to have over here. But the idea is still true. Here you have a woman, a shivka has no tfisis kiddushin. She's not a basavaya. What about a shivka midirabana? The woman is a shivka midirabana. Nesina is a shivka midirabana. Dovid goes there alive. He was goes there abdus, and places is now is imputing to Rashi. It's abdus mamish. She's abdus mamish, dirabanan, with a leyakodish dirabanan. So she's a shivka mamish midirabanan. Is she a basavaya? Midiraisa, yeah, because midiraisa she's not a shivcha at all, she's a bas yisrael. But midirabbanan not, because midirabbanan she's a shivcha, and a shivcha is not a bas avaya. And that's not a stira. If she's a shivcha midirabbanan, then midirabbanan she has no tefisis kiddushin. So of course the poil, if somebody's mekadosh, you need to get. That's the mishnah kiddushin, that yesh kiddushin. Because about if somebody's mekadosh this nesino, about if she had this tefisis kiddushin. Because midiraisa she's not a shivcha, so you have to give her a get. Well, that's what tvisis kiddushin means. That if you're mekadosh, you have to give her a get. About this tvisis kiddushin, the rabbanon can't take that away. But it's nonetheless true that midrabbanon she is a shivcha, and midrabbanon therefore she's not a basavaya. So for a get, it makes no difference because for a get, you have to give her a get anyway. What are you going to do? Midraisa she's nesis isha. She's going to go get married. You're going to say midrabbanon she's not married, but midraisa she is married. She needs a get. But legabe knas, where the Yushalmi says that it's a halacha that a bas havaya has knas. And a woman who's not a basavaya has no knas. This nesino, according to Rashi, since midrabbanan she's a shivcha, midrabbanan she's not a basavaya. Be'etzem midrabbanan she's not a basavaya. If she's not a basavaya, then she shouldn't get knas. This is kashal, you look knas. And Rabbi Craig says he doesn't understand the reason why a shivcha has no knas is she's not a basavaya. A nesina is a basavaya. So what does Tosfos want? The answer is a nesina, since the nesina is a shivcha midrabbanan, she's a basavaya midaraisa, but she's not a basavaya midrabbanan. And that's not an oxymoron, like we saw by Shnias. A woman could be a basavaya midaraisa and not a basavaya midrabbanan. So we need a get because he can't get away from the deraisa. But be'etzim, she's not a basavaya midrabbanan. In fact, Tosfos, if by knas there's a dinner, she has to be a basavaya. So lo yilo knas.
How do we? Why is this theory? It's a transgression of Rashi earlier.
Oh, very good. That's the next. Okay, that's a good question. Yeah, that we have to address. But I'm akoponim. Let's just finish the pshat in Tosfos. I think this is the emes of pshat in Tosfos. There was never ever a tzad in Tosfos that this should be knas, that she should be eved midra, that nesina maravodim midraisa. He learned up in Rashi that they're avodim midrabonim, but avodim mamish. So if they're avodim mamish, so she should be also eved mishulchur and lo yir knas because midrabonim is not a basavaya ka'olma. So what Tosfos teretz? These questions Tosfos, but we can be doicha these questions. Miu yesh litchos. Right, Tosfos says miu yesh leimar. What's the teretz? The lav mamish. The lav mamish goes or lay abdus lesser b'lo yekodesh. What does he say? What's the teretz? Like we saw in Tyson Yavamas. That maybe David HaMelech wasn't even Geyser Abdus Midir Abonim. David HaMelech was only Geyser that should be near him Kavodim. But he didn't take away the Kedushas Yisrael. They're near him Kavodim, but there's no Isilu Yakodesh. I said, why are they also Bechitun? Tyson Yavamas explains, if they're near him Kavodim. So there's a David HaMelech was Geyser, Moshe, Yeshua, David, they were Geyser. They're near him Kavodim, and they have an Isachitun. Because that goes together, and it's a chitun midrabbanim with nirim kavodim, but they're not avodim knanim, not even at the rabbanim level are they avodim knanim. So meilu, there's no isser of liyah kodesh. There's just there's an isser chitun midrabbanim. It's like a separate isser derabbanim of isser chitun with an asino that they were only geyser and kahal yisrael. They weren't geyser and avodim. So an eved ivri is mutter in asino. There's no liyah kodesh in play. There's gzeres chitun. They weren't geyser and avodim. And meilu, she has knas because she's a bas yisrael l'chaldol. She's not Eben Gnani, she's a full-fledged Bas Yisrael. She's a Bas Yisrael within a Sechitun, so a mamzer is also a Bas Yisrael within a Sechitun, she has a class. That's the Pshat and Tosfos. So Yitzchak is asking a kasha. there's a problem here. So what does it say in this Tysus, the way we're reading Tysus? Tysus is assuming that if a woman is a shivcha midirabonon, and the Yishalmi says this exists a kosov of a leisil isha, that knas, there's only a chi of knas and a basavaya, so a woman who's not a basavaya midirabonon should not have knas. That's Tysus Kashin Rashi. The way we're learning of Tysus, when Tysus asks in Rashi, lo yila knas, Tysus means, since midirabonon she's a shivcha, so midirabonon she's not a basavaya, and since midirabonon she's not a basavaya, and Yishalmi says that's exists a kosov of leisil isha, that in order to have knas, you have to be a basavaya, so midrabanan, she should have no knas. So Yitzchak is asking, is this chara steer from the beginning of Tysus? Anybody else see what the steer is from the beginning of Tysus? Right. Tysus asks at the very beginning of Tysus, Tysus asks the kasha on Rashi. The coin to Rashi, that David HaMelech was only, that the Isser Chitin comes from the Avdus, and the Avdus, of course, is only the Rabbanon, so the Chitin is only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. Fred Tysus from the Gemara, Mamzeres and Asina Ike Beinayo. The Gemara, Mamzeres and Asina Ike Beinayo, Tysus is Mashmah, the Isser Chitin is their eyes. So we elaborate. What's Tysus' Kashin? Tysus is the Kashin shorthand. The Kashin is from the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Shimon ben Manasseh had Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh were Chayluk on Amishnah. Amishnah says that there's a chi of knas even for chayvei koras, even for arayis, not for a shivcha, but even women whom he's not allowed to marry, achoisa even, there's a chi of knas. Ayil, there's no mitzvah v'loisi elisha, it doesn't matter, there's a chi of knas. The two things are not connected. But Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon Manasseh disagree. And they darshan v'loisi elisha, that in order to have a chi of knas, she has to be v'loisi elisha either, according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, she has to be isha sheyesh v'havaya, she can't be chayvei koras. And Rav Shimon ben Asi goes further. Shimon ben Asi says she can't even be chayvei lavin because she has to be isha haru uyuloi. V'loisi l'isha isha haru uyuloi. In order to have a chiyuv knas, she has to be an isha haru uyuloi. So the Gemara says, but what's the nafkamina between the two drashas? It's all not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is all not true. It is a chiyuv knas even by a chayse. But Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Asi hold no. Rav Shimon HaTimni holds no chiyuv knas by a chayse because she's not a basavaya. And Rav Shimon ben Asi says it's not even a chiyuv knas by chayvei lavin because she's not an isha haru uyuloi. So the Gemara, my ikah ben Rav Shimon HaTimni ben Rav Shimon ben Asi. Mamzeres and Asino. It's only Chayv Elavin, so you have three Siskidushin, but it's still not Isha Haru Yulah. So Taisus asked, but according to Rashi, Nasina is only Nasid Rabbanon. If she's only also Mid Rabbanon, so she's Midaraisa, she's an Isha Haru Yulah, so she should have Knas. That was Taisus' Kasha and Rashi. No, so you see in that segment of Taisus, the Taisus assumes that if a woman is only also midirabonon, a shivcha is only also midirabonon, a nesin is only also midirabonon, then she qualifies as an isha haru yulei. Because the posuk of isha haru yulei is talking about isurim d'oraisa, not isurim d'rabonon. And we don't say, we said at the time, what's the kasha and Rashi? Maybe if a woman is not an isha haru, maybe if midrabbanon she's not ruyuloi, then midrabbanon she has no knas, and that's what the Gemara means. Mamzeres and Asina ikebeinayo. That according to Rav Shimon Hamanat ben Manasseh, who holds that you need isha haru ruyuloi, then a mamzeres and Asina have no knas. Mamzeres has no knas because she's not ruyuloi midiraisa, so she has no knas midiraisa. And an Asina is not ruyuloi midrabbanon, so she has no knas midrabbanon, and that's what the Gemara means. Mamzeres and Asina ikebeinayo. So what's the pshat in Taisus? So he said, apparently Tysus holds that it's not true, that if a woman is only Eina Ruyulei Midrabanon, then she still has Knas, because the din of Isha Ruyulei, Rav Shimon Manasseh's Halach Isha Ruyulei, only applies to Isurim D'Araisa, and it doesn't apply to Isurim D'Rabanon. And we said Tysus maybe has a rifling word, that Flamed Vav, the Gemara Sataka Beferi said, Isurim Shniyos, the woman's a Shniyot to him, she has a Knas, even according to Rav Shimon Manasseh, because she's called the Isha Ruyulei. She's also midrabanan. I don't look at the drabanas. I only look at the deraisa. Midraisa, she's an isha ruyulai. So you see on that beginning of Taisus that if there's a din of isha ruyulai is measured only with isurim deraisa. Isurim drabanan don't register on the din of isha ruyulai. Even midrabanan. Even midrabanan, she has knas. Even though she's also to midrabanan, I don't care. Isha ruyulai means ruyulai midraisa. And if she's ruyulei midiraisa, she has knas. Hagam, she's also midirabonon. She'll still get knas, even midrabban. And here in Taisus says, a similar halacha, a similar idea. The Yerushalmi says that there's a din of Isha Ru'ula, she has to be a Bas Avaya. It's a different drosha. They were talking about Shimon Manasseh, that she has to be, you know, Chai V'Lavin, don't have knas. We're going, the Yerushalmi is going to the Tanah of Mishnah. Chai V'Lavin of knas, Chai V'Koras of knas, but she has to be a Bas Avaya to somebody. And a Shivcha is not a Bas Avaya at all, it's not called a Bas, it's also dashed on the same post, like Isha Ru'ula. V'Loi Si'il Isha, she has to be a Bas Avaya. And here Tosfos assumes that if she's not a Bas Avaya Midrabanon, then Midrabanon, she's not a Bas Avaya, and Midrabanon, she doesn't have Knas. So Mischar Mamash is steering Tosfos. The beginning of Tosfos, he assumes that dinim that are learned out from B'loi Si'il Isha ignore, are not affected by Midrabanons. And here he says that if dinim that are learned out from B'loi Si'il Isha, if Midrabanon, she's not a Bas Avaya, so then Midrabanon is not B'loi Si'il Isha. Midrabban, she doesn't have knas. So what's changed over here? You got your hand up for what?
So maybe we could be mechalik between Ruya and Bas Avaya.
Yeah, but how? So how do we mechalik?
Because we saw
on the
Tosfos Halakha that Ruya is
tolerated. Oh, very good, very good. So maybe we can say, I think we have to say, well, one thing we could say, maybe we could say without any lumnus at all, that maybe we could say that Tosfos, the whole thing is like B'derech Mimonoshech. At the beginning of Tosfos, he's assuming that this is a doichuk, but I'll throw it out anyway. That maybe the pshat in Tosfos is that the two kashas go like b'derech mimonoshech. If we're going to assume that there are bonans effect v'lo si'il isha, abonans register, so Tosfos says, we'll start the other way. If we assume abonans don't register, your abonans don't register under the v'lo si'il isha scale, so then the gemara says, "Mam zeres nisi nikkei right away. You see that it must be a deraisa. That was Tosfos' kasha at the top. And now Tosfos is saying, and in Tim Soloimar, that's not true. And the Rabbanans do register on the V'lo Si'il Isha scale. So maybe the Gemara of Mamzeres in the Sydney, Ikim and I won't be Shiran Rashi. But then we'll ask an opposite question. So why does Shivka have a Knas? Yeah, but that's a lot to stick into Tosfos, say some Yonashim. So maybe we could, so I forgot the word. Excuse me?
Uri.
So Uri is suggesting that maybe, similar, we said this yesterday, that there's a difference between the two drushas. The drasha that Tosfos is talking about at the top of the Amud, Rav Shimon Manasseh's drasha, V'lo Si'il Isha. Remember, we spoke yesterday, V'lo Si'il Isha, Tosfos holds, means that in order to have a Chiyuv Knas, the Chiyuv Knas is linked to the mitzvah of V'lo Si'il Isha. I don't care, according to Tosfos holds, we saw Tosfos in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Tosfos holds, that even if a Shas Maisa, let's say a Kohen Gadol was Boyel L'Psula, was Ma'anis L'Psula. So Tosfos says, according to Shimon Manasseh, there won't be knas. Tosfos Daf Lamed, because she's a psula, she's mamash isha reula. What could be lacking? She's mamash reula. But the problem is, but after he's boiler, after he's ma'anaser, she's not going to be a psula anymore. You won't be able to milchayim the mitzvah b'lo si'il isha. According to Shimon Manasseh, she won't have knas, because the pshatan of Shimon Manasseh's drasha of isha reula is that the mitzvah, the chi of knas, is linked to the mitzvah of b'lo si'il isha. So if she's not a isha reula, so you can't be mekayim in her the mitzvah b'lo si'il isha, then there's not a chiyuv knas either. That's the grammar of drasha of Rav Manasseh drasha of Isha Ru'ula. Now Tosfos is talking about a different kind of drasha. Now we're going to the Tana of the Mishnah. The Tana of the Mishnah doesn't agree with Shimon Manasseh. Tana of our Mishnah holds the chiyuv knas is not linked to the mitzvah b'lo si'il isha at all. Achoisi, for example, is no mitzvah b'lo si'il isha, but our Mishnah holds that she has knas. Our Mishnah is lapukei, the Mishnah first. Our Mishnah is lapukei from Rav Shimon at Timni and Rav Shimon Manasseh. Nonetheless, the Yishami says, but there's a new halacha that even though there's a chiyuv knas by a chaysoy and there's a chiyuv knas by a chayvei karis and a rais and so on, about it, the chiyuv knas has nothing to do with the mitzvah of a leisi elisha. But there's a gzeres hakosov nonetheless that there's only a chiyuv knas to a woman who's a bas havaya, and a shivch who's not a bas havaya doesn't have knas. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of a leisi elisha. The mitzvah of a leisi elisha has nothing to do with the chiyuv knas, as exemplified by Achaisa. Rather, it's Exeris HaKosuf, that a woman who is not a Bas Havaya, meaning a Shifchu, can't be a Makabal condition from anybody, she's not a Bas Havaya, is Mufka from the Parsha of Knas. Exeris HaKosuf Be'alm. So that being the case, maybe so Yesh L'Chalek, the Tosfos held that when we're talking about the mitzvah of Eloi Si'il Isha, Rav Shimon Manasseh, that knas is tied into the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. And is it the Rabban of that mafkia, the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha? There is still, I mean, but probably can't do it because she's also in the Rabban. We're not going to say that he's actually going to do it. But the mitzvah, the iser the Rabbanon, the iser nesina, if it's the Rabbanon, is not mafkia, she's still called the woman who has the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. Has it arrived in Daf Lamed Vav by Shnias? The Western Affairs by Daf Lamed Vav. That Shnias is called an Isha Reula. That even according to Shimon Menasya, Shnias hath knas. So you have to say, because the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha is not Paka. There is a mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. With Rabban, you can't do it. But the mitzvah didn't go, the mitzvah theoretically still exists. But Chazal didn't step in and be mafkia the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. So why should they? She happens to be also a Rabban, she's a Shnia, she's a Messina, whatever, she hasn't a Rabban. So you can't do it. There's an Ayah D'Yisuri Revealah. But Chazal didn't see a need to say that, you know, that the mitzvah is Paka. The mitzvah is there, but you can't do it. Like you have a shofar b'reish ilan, you can't blow shofar, but the mitzvah is there. So here there is a mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. So therefore, at the beginning of Taisus, when he's addressing of Shimon ben Asya, Taisus assumes from the Pasha that Yisurim Rabbanon are not mafkia the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha, and therefore Yisurim Rabbanon don't affect of Shimon ben Asya's drasha; they don't register in of Shimon ben Asya's drasha. And Kalmar Taisus arrived from going to Flamav up a perishing gemar that Shnias are called Isha Reula. That even according to Shimon ben Asya, Chayv Shnias have knas because she's called Isha Reula, meaning she's a woman who has the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. Can't do it because she hasn't listened to Rabbanon. But the mitzvah is there, and therefore there's a chiyuv knas. Just because midrabbanan you can't do half the mitzvah doesn't mean you can't do the other half of the mitzvah. Masha'enke, now we're going in the Yushalmi, the din of the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi's halacha of isha that chiyuv knas requires her to be a basavaya. That's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. Again, we're going in the Tana of our Mishnah. The Yushalmi is going in the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds that even achaisi has knas. So the chiyuv knas is totally independent of the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. It's just glat gzeis hakosuv. That a woman who's not a bas havaya, the etzem, she in her essence, her din, her din is that she's not a bas havaya. She doesn't. Her din is that she doesn't have knas. Maybe it lacks in the Israelis, whatever the law. You know, maybe doesn't need a hezber. A woman who's not a bas havaya doesn't have knas. There, Taisus held for the Dava Poshut that if midrabbanan she's not a bas havaya, then midrabbanan she shouldn't have knas either, because midrabbanan her status is that she's not a bas havaya. And if her status midrabbanan is that she's not a basavaya, midrabbanan she's a shivcha. So then midrabbanan, that's her status. Midrabbanan it lacks in her yisraelius, so she's not a basnas. So then for that says kashim kaimu, you look nas. Right, Moshe says it's not like Eloisei. So about it, you can't do it. Oh, no, hold on a second. Remember again, I'm really being in the musical essay cloud. Remember what that was? if Esther would like Elias to say, then the Issa Deraisa would not be Mafkir the mitzvah of Elias Elisha. Faket, the Esther would like Elias. But Hashta, that the Esther is not like Elias to say, like the Marsan Dabmem. Where the is a kasha, why isn't the, when you have Chayri Lavin, why isn't the essay of Elias Elisha doicha the lav of the lav, whatever the Chayri Lavin is? No, it's a mamzeris. Why can't he, why isn't there, the mitzvah of Elias Elisha should be doicha the lav of mamzeris? So the Gemara answers, that if she doesn't want it, she's not mechuyved. He has to marry her, even if he doesn't want it, but she doesn't have to marry him. The Gemara says, since if she doesn't want it, she doesn't have to marry him, and there wouldn't even be an essay, so Mimela, the essay is not doicha l'leis. Shaila, what's the pshat in that gemara? Does it mean it's like an eshel l'chaim shteyim? You know, since you don't have to do this mitzvah, she could say loy ba'ino, so, and then you'll, so therefore the essay of l'leis elisha doesn't, not doicha the lava mazeres, because there's a way to reconcile both. She could say loy ba'ino, and then the essay won't apply. What is, or there's another pshat in the rishonim that it means that since she doesn't have to marry him, so she doesn't have the essay. She still has the lav. The lav is shared by both of them. The essay is only him. She doesn't have the essay. She doesn't have to marry him. So Mela, you can't have the essay because maybe from him, from his side you could, but not from her side. Kach kach. So Akhapan, the Gemara thought that if the essay is Deich Leleisa say, so that then the Leleisa say of Leleisa Elisha would disappear. It would be Nidcha from the essay. But now that the essay is not Deich Leleisa say, so when you have Chayv Elavin, so the essay is not in force. You know, exactly. Maybe there's different ways exactly how to say it, but the essay... The essay is impacted. The essay is midaraisa is it doesn't apply. You know exactly how to be magda that I know, but the essay doesn't apply. Mashenkin, if there's an issur derabanan, so then Taisel, the essay applies. It's a woman who has a mitzvah leisi elisha. I mean, Rabban, they won't let you. But you're still a bar chiyuvan man in leisi elisha. So Rabban, you can't do it. But there's a lav, so you're not a bar chiyuv in the mitzvah of Leis Elisha because it's chayvei lav. Okay, let's see where we hold. Okay, let's see why I didn't touch this. Anyway, the takeaway, there's a few takeaways here, but the main thing is, as far as the pshat in Tosfos is concerned, I think that this is kosher to bear this, that there was never a tzad in Tosfos, neither here nor in Tosfos in Yevamos, that David HaMelech was gozer avdus deraisa. That doesn't appear in Tosfos altogether. When Tosfos is shokel v'tori, both Tosfos in Yevamos and Tosfos by us, whether David was gozer avdus mamush with Leah Kodesh or not, the shakel v'tari is on the level of the Rabbanu. Was David HaMelech Geyser Avdus Derabonon with the Kodesh Derabonon, and that's the source for the Issur Chitun, because the Issur Chitun comes directly from the fact that they have a status of Evaknani Midrabonon with the Kodesh Derabonon. That is the Gzeres Chitun, and that's what Rashi meant when David Gozer Aleim Chitun. He meant Leah Kodesh Derabonon. That's one side in Tosfos. That side in Tosfos asks by us in Kain Leah Loknas, because Midrabonon she's a Shifcha, she should be Leah Loknas. Taisus Nivamas also asked that kasha. Taisus at the beginning thought David HaMelech wasn't even Gozer Chitun. You take a seat in Taisus Nivamas. What I'm saying now in Taisus Nivamas really emerges clearly from Taisus Nivamas. Taisus Nivamas, remember, we had plan A and plan B. Taisus Nivamas' plan A was that David HaMelech was not Gozer Avdus at all. He was only Gozer Chitun. And Taisus put a raya. Because Taisus said, if David HaMelech was Gozer Avdus, then lo yilo knas. That's why Tosfos rejected Plan A over there, and he went to Plan B. That parallels Mamish Tosfos Kasha over here. The Kasha that we're focusing on in Tosfos. He's assuming that David HaMelech, he's going that David HaMelech is there, and he's binan there in Yevamos in the beginning. Was David HaMelech Geyser Avdus or was he only Geyser Chitun? So Tosfos initially says Avadi was only Geyser Avdus. Actually, he was only a Geyser Chitun. He was never Geyser Avdus because if he was Geyser Avdus, then lo yilem knas. And we're talking about Avdus that David HaMelech was Geyser. What do you mean lo yilem knas? The answer is because if he was Geyser Avdus, and that's the source for the Issur Chitun, that means he was Geyser Avdus Mamash Midrabanan, with the Yekodesh Midrabanan, so the Yelukhnas Midrabanan. And therefore Taisus went on, but then Taisus Akash from the end of the Gemara, Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatan, and he was Geyser Avdus. So Taisus says he was Geyser Avdus, but not Avdus Mamash, like the Taisus Rosh elaborated that they weren't Avonim Shalish Masuyim. So even though David HaMelech was Geyser Avdus, but it wasn't an Avdus that created the Yekodesh Midrabanan. And the Issur Chitun was a separate Gzeir. That's mamish chayetzi with Dovah mamish. That's what's going on in this Taisus. Taisus assumed that, no, he knows that it's a drabbanon, but he thought that Dovah was geizer avdus mamish mid drabbanon. In fact, Taisus liyilaknas. So he says maybe it wasn't Avdus Mamash. That parallels the Tosfos over there in Yavamas. That's Dvarim Shutim. And then we had this interesting problem, though. Look, Abi, the Rabbanans affect the drasha of the drushas that come out from Veleisi Elisha. Because that I'm not going to repeat. So let's see about it. V'nir Lebein Atam. D'nesina asur d'raisa mishum loytis chatan ki demasik rova b'ora. L'oilom, says Rabbeinu Tam, the Issa Nesina is not exact. The Issa Chitun by Nesinim is nothing to do with David HaMelech's Gzeiro or Yeshua's Gzeiro or Moshe Rabbeinu's Gzeiro for that matter. It's an Issa Midrasa because of Leitis Chatan, like the Maskon of Rabbeinu, and I involved in Yavamas in Hara, that Leitis Chatan Bam is Mashma, that she has Chitun, that she would be a Goethe, she wouldn't have Chitun. It must be talking about Shiva Amamin, who are Mizgaya. So that's exactly Nesinim. So Nesinim are also Midrasa, and I'll Leitis Chatan. The David like Gazar Elayo El Shibut. Dovel HaMelech Zera was a Zera of Avdus. And that's very geschmack the Gemara of it. The Gemara is, Moshe Gozer Elayah, Yeshua Gozer Elayah. Places in Yavamas grapple. What's the Kashif of Moshe and Yeshua? They were Gozer Avdus. Dovel HaMelech was Gozer Chitun. So Tais explained, Rashi really explained, well, if they were Gozer Avdus, then that carries with it in Issa Chitun. Either also Yekodesh, or because it's Misfara, that the two Zeras go together. But for your Ben Atam, the whole Gemara is not about Chitun at all. The whole Gemara from beginning to end is a Gemara about Avdus. It's on the Mishnah of Chitun. The Mishnah over there in Yavamas is Mamzerim and Asinim, you know, Asurim, 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 and the Yisurim Yisur Olam. In the Mishnah just happens to mention Asinim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Omer of Chama, whatever, Asinim, David Gozer Lai Avdus. Just the Mishnah mentioned Asinim. So we're going to tell you another interesting fact about Asinim, but it's really nothing to do with the Mishnah. Do Asir Bekaimi, Milad the latest Chatan. Oh, so why was he Gozer Avdus? So Tosfos says, Elo Kadei Shelo Yidmu B'Yisrael. The reason why he was Gozer Avdus was since they're also Asloitis Chatan, so he didn't want them to intermarry. So he was Gozer Avdus. V'hot the Gozer B'hut Feimi B'Shar P'Suleiko. So why wasn't the Gozer another P'Suleiko? Maybe should be Gozer Mamzerim should be Avodim. Why was he only Gozer? Or Amonim and Mayavim should be Avodim. Well, that's not actually going to be answered. We shouldn't have Uma Shleima. I'm saying I'm not an Uma, but Nesinim are an Uma Shleima. What about Amoni Mayavi? I guess so. It has Doris, so you're not going to go Zer Abdus because it's limited in Doris. But Nesinim are an Uma Shleima with an Israel, so he was going Lim Abdus. But the Gemara says that Dovid Melech was Gozer because he saw the Narachmanim, the Achzorim, and he said it's not really Dovid Bam. Sounds like we're talking about Chitl. So Tais is Loy Lisa Mayhem. Elias ben Chayin Kamoisim doesn't mean it's not really dobek him to marry them. Can't marry them anyway. Else, like to schatten, but like really dobek him, we shouldn't have social intercourse with them. And if they'll be avodim, then they'll. So therefore, they should be avodim and not be regular citizens. Elias ben Chayin Kamoisim. So I don't have this whole shtickle here. So what Tyson says? Tyson, why was he? He says, why was Dovid Melech Gozer Avdus? It was Gozer Avdus Shelo Yitama Ben. Since they also asked like this chatan, so it was Gozer Avdus. And either he says the other people are also bechitun, but this is Uma Shleima. Uma Shleima that's also bechitun. Dovid Melech was Gozer Avdus Shlo Yitamo Ben. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says he was Gozer Avdus because he saw that that is not royally Dovid Ben. They're not royally Yisbenechayr. As Tosfos himself quotes the next line. Like, what's the Gemara's kash? The Gemara says, Dovid Melech was Gozer Avdus, because he saw they're not Rachmanim, they're Achzorim, and they don't have Gimel Midas Halalu, so therefore they're not Roy Lias Ben Chayim Kamaisan. What is the Gemara talking about? Dovid Melech was Gozer Avdus, Shlei Tamu Ben, because he knew this, he was a Bramden, he knew they have a lot of Leit Tischatan, but he didn't know why. People should marry an Uma Shleima, they have a lot of Leit Tischatan. That's why he was Gozer Avdus. So, what's this talking about? I don't see a Poshup Shatan. Elamai, I thought maybe Tosfos means that the Gzei, how the Gozer. Maybe when Tosfos says that the Gzeir was Kedosh Leitamu B'Yisrael, V'od the Gozer B'Tfeimu B'Shar P'Suli Kol, because they were U'mashleima, maybe he's not going to Dovid HaMelech. Maybe he's going to Moshe and Yeshua. However, Moshe and Yeshua goes there, Avdus. I know it's really kasha, but maybe that's his bothering. Why would Moshe and Yeshua go there, Avdus? So he says, Shlo Yitamu Ben. But I don't understand something else. I don't understand this altogether. Moshe and Yeshua go. Moshe and Yeshua goes there avdus for Moshe was goes there level dora, and Yeshua goes there only because Moshe basically make the shayah kayim. If the Isser Abdus over here, if the Xeris Abdus is Shloy Tamubem, because there's a lot of latest chatan, so what Moshe and Yeshua thinking? Why did they make the Xera only for one door or for several doors? What's going to be different after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev? There's still going to be a lot of latest chatan. So why was the Abdus only called Moshe Beis HaMikdash Kayim? Or Moshe Rabbeinu was going to Lahu Dora. What do you mean Lahu Dora? And the next door there's not going to be a lot of latest chatan? Some of the answer is going to have to be that Avada. That's not why Moshe and Yeshua goes there Avdus at all. Moshe and Yeshua, when they were goes there Avdus, they weren't thinking about the law of like this chatan. Moshe and Yeshua goes there Avdus. How do you anyway learn why we're Moshe and Yeshua goes there Avdus? Let's forget Tosfos. How do we learn up till now why were Moshe and Yeshua goes there Avdus? Your David was goes there Avdus because he saw that they're Achzorim and he wanted different to ask them Bechitun, and in order to ask them Bechitun, he made them into Avodim, as Tosfos explains, the different ways to understand the linkage. But Moshe and Yeshua, they didn't see that they were Achzorim. So why were Moshe and Yeshua Gezer Avdus? Chitun. So you have to say, I show you Kachoy, whatever the explanation is. Yeshua was angry at them because they came to Arma. So he canceled them, I'm going to kill you, but you're going to be Avodim. And then maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was a similar story. The Kanim came to be Moshe, maybe he was also such a Maisa. So whatever it is, there was some agenda why they decided that we want you to be Avodim. And once they were avodim, so they were also bechitun, either because Liyin Kodesh Midrabanan, or because, we're going to Rabbeinu Tam. So what? That's it. They had like this chatan. Moshe Rabbeinu weren't thinking. Like this chatan is not even an issue. About it, they had an issue chitan because of like this chatan. Lo yalzeh anodonim. Moshe and Yeshua were going to them avdus. Nothing to do with like this chatan. It didn't dawn yet on Moshe and Yeshua that we should be going to avdus as the chitan. Moshe and Yeshua were going to avdus because they had an agenda to be going to avdus to cancel them to be avodim. The way we understood the Gemara Yavam is up till this point in Tosfos. That's how we always understood that Moshe and Yeshua goes there Abdus for some political reason. I don't know, Dora, because Moshe Beis HaMikdash Shei Kayim. So when Tosfos says that they were goes there Abdus Shlei Tamu Ben, who's he talking about? David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech was ready to goes there Abdus Le'olam. What does that have to do? They didn't come be'arma to David HaMelech, and they didn't. That had to do with, says Tosfos, that was Shlei Tamu Ben. And that would mail that's Lo'ilam, because Shlei Tamu Ben is Lo'ilam. But then we're back to square one. But the Gemara says a different reason why David HaMelech was Geiser and them Abdus, because he saw they're not royally David Ben, they're not royally Isbeth Chayim Kamaisam. So what does that have to do with Shlei Tamu Ben? So any maybe I don't I have no answer I don't know so I don't know. I'm leaving with the Olam to have all weekend to think about it. I don't know how to repulse your trap in this place of here. Okay, stop here.